If you know like I know how organically speaking is back. Shout out to everybody in the Organic Nation G Squad, of course, can't forget the Squizzle. This is Organically Speaking, brought to you by the God himself, Mr. Organic. Hope everybody going out their way and have an organic day. That what Mr. Organic say. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, tell a friend. More squirt juice in the mouth. Tastes so scrumptious. Make sure you stream this on all podcast streaming services. That's Apple Podcasts. That's Spotify. That's everything across the board. It's on all of those things. I need you guys to do that. Make this the number one podcast in the world. I'm trying to bless y'all with this organic understanding. While y'all here on YouTube, make sure you hit that like, share, subscribe, comment below all your questions, concerns, and your favorite segments of today. I'm going to go right in, straight from the gut. So also, if anybody want to, you know, do a sponsorship, partnership with Organically Speaking and Mr. Organic, make sure you DM me on Instagram, Mr. Organic, one word, with a K instead of a C. On top of that, email ballornothingelse@yahoo.com. That's an acronym for bone, because that's all we do. We ball or nothing else. We can't ball. We don't want to do it. You hear me? So get some understanding straight from the seed. With that being said, this is the next best thing in podcasting. It's Mr. Organic coming right to you. How you like it, man? Organic, of course. So I'm giving you all the unfiltered, undiluted, you know, perspective of three of them. You know, Mr. Organic, a.k.a. Dr. Organic, a.k.a. whatever you want to call them. Three of them, the guy got so many different AKAs. So we're going to have fun with it at the same time, you know, give you all a little bit of inspiration, motivation, and some insight on greatness. That's what it's all about. First and foremost, we're going right in with the current events. And as we know, last week, we saw what happened with Cam Newton. That's why I'm wearing a hat today. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing out my inner Cam Newtonry. You know what I'm saying? Straight from the kidnap. No kidnap. You understand me? But listen up, though. As y'all seen, last week, he got into it with a couple of other coaches. Oh, man, the phone going off. With a couple of coaches out there at a 7-on-7 camp. So with that being said, man, it was very raunchy. It was very ferocious. At the same time, you see him stand his ground as a boss should. Now, I'm going to go right in to my perspective on it. I just feel if you're somebody that magnitude, Cam Newton, MVP at one time, you know, basically made over $100 million, should not have no interaction with no regular mortals at no time. Like, that should have been taken care of by security, friends, immediately. So somebody got rowdy, somebody's jaw should have been rearranged, somebody should have been, laid down. Now I was playing, don't do that with the kids. But I just mean, it should have been a wall around this man. This is a $100 million guy, MVP of the NFL at one point in time, should have been protected. At the same time, he held his own. He's about 6'5", 6'6", 250 pounds. He's not no little dude. So you see him hold one by the head, wrap around the wrist, grab one by the hoodie, and rattlesnake both of them, just shaking them all up. And he stood his sturdiness. So you got to salute him on that. And as they say, that hat didn't come off. You just seen it whoop around like that. You know what I'm saying? He had that, I don't know what kind of hat that is, but it didn't come off. So you got to salute his ferociousness. And everybody seen that. But you got to be cautious when you run up on somebody that's very, very, you know, stature in athleticism. You got to be, you know, on your P's and Q's now. Some dudes were no opposition to them. So some people, you could play with, some people you can't. Just like me. You run up on me, it's going to be devastating, I promise you. I know it looked like this. Oh, he's 6'6", 230. Man, I'm retarded. I got a real problem in my brain. I will devastate you in all things. And on top of that, too, I'm going to do some extra stuff to you, man. I'm going to go above and beyond. It's never been a problem I ever faced in my life. I didn't go overboard on somebody. I promise you, it's documented. I'm going to overdo it to you. So leave me alone. I don't want no problem. But if it's a problem, no problem. So I seen that in Cam Newton. We're going to salute him. But like I said, you want to digress that whole situation. I seen him go back and forth with different kids and different, you know, coaches and parents at his 707 camp. He got to relax with that. You know what I mean? And he understands that. He got to, you know, have fun, but at the same time, keep that distance and keep yourself at the higher regard that you are. But you got to give back and got to give love to the people. So I understand that part. But keep your distance. Don't get too much engagery. If something would have happened to him, it would have been a travesty. Somebody would have killed him, it would have been a travesty. If he had to kill somebody, went to prison for that, it would have been devastating. You know what I'm saying? If somebody would have broke his jaw, hold him on the ground, choked him out, who knows what would have happened? It would have been crazy. So you got to think bigger than that. And on top of that, he's a black role model. As a male, we got to, you know, keep ourselves in a position of power, in a position of, enlightenment and positive. So salute to him for not throwing no punches, because he could have rearranged them dudes' whole entirety of their life. You know what I'm saying? Uppercut, jabbed them, choked, slammed him on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Anything could happen. He could have security there, Draco'd up, pistoled up, pop, laid him down. They was in Georgia, wherever he was at, I think it's a stand your ground state. They could have really laid them dude down for touching him. Could have been me, because I'd have gave him the green light. Don't touch me. I want motherfucker up out of here. So glad he didn't do that. So I just want to tap in on that. Also, on other news, we got that Diddy lawsuit situation. It's very, very, very controversial. I don't know what's going on with that. At the same time, listen up. You know, grown man gonna do what grown man do. When you get with that big money, you might get in some weird activities that most people think is out of control. But at the same time, we gotta, you know, look at the people that's calling this guy out. Why are you around? You already hear these accusations. Why are you participating in this? Why are you allowing this happen as a grown man? And once you have a problem with some money, then this come out. Like, was you jeopardize your integrity for some bags? Were you jeopardize your integrity for some coins? And now that you don't get the money you want, now you want to complain and lawsuit somebody. Kind of weird. And the weirdest part about it is that Meek Mill situation. I don't know if that was Meek Mill they talking about. That was the, you know what I'm saying, dating Nicki Minaj and all this. And they're trying to say it's Meek Mill. I don't know. But at the same time, it is none of our business. If this guy want to do these type of activities, that's what they're doing. We have no concern in that, I feel like. Like, it's kind of strange. Now, don't get me wrong. We're going to be looking at you like, damn, Meek. They're calling him Freak Mill right now. That's kind of wild, but I don't know if it's even him. He could be talking about somebody else. So you can't be jumping to the conclusion and put people in those equations. You know what I mean? But at the same time, make sure you pay attention to the people that's making these lawsuits, making these accusations. Why were they there? You know, what's the ulterior motive behind that? But at the same time, man, hey, you know, you got to know what you're walking into. If you hear all these rumors and all these things, hey, digress. You know what I'm saying? I pass on that. Money ain't everything, straight up. So it look kind of strange when you're around that and then you're trying to complain after the fact. Stop embarrassing yourself. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to the company you keep. You understand me? Meek Mill, we believe you. And then another issue with Meek that I've seen. Now, this is the real problem. I don't even care. If you want to be fruitastic with Diddy, hey, let them both be turd burglars together. Let them be booty bandits, whatever they want to do. You want to eat a booty burger? Go ahead and enjoy that. But this is the wild part. When he on the internet having, you know, different interactions with these bloggers and stuff, aka academics. So listen, if you're a street guy and you want to really do something to somebody, you're not going to go on the internet and blab all about it and showing your opposition, your hand. If you really want to do something to academics, you can't be talking about that unless I'm happy you're going to go to prison. Brother, you're into prison reform. You just got out of prison. Like, why are you on here blabbing about what you're going to do to somebody when a guy tell you he's a civilian, tell you he'll call the cops? Why would you even put that on the internet? You got to move in silence and just catch him when you catch him or put the bag up how you put the bag up. But you can't allow this to get on the internet. Like, what are we that stupid nowadays? We can't be this dumb. And Meek constantly does that. He has to stop doing that. Because if something really happens to that guy, you're the first one they're going to come to. They're going to send your ass back to prison. Now we're going to be screaming Free Meek. No, we ain't going to scream Free Meek. You can't do that. And that goes with all these rappers doing that stuff and making these songs and talking about real things that happen. And then you get arrested and they bringing up what you put in them songs. Nigga, why you do that? You talking about on 35th, you spun the block, hit somebody in their top, and they go through the reports and it shows on 35th somebody got hit in the top of the head at 7:30 p.m. You made the song at 7:32. What? Come on, man, that's y'all fault. Stop embarrassing yourself. You know what I mean? We got to be smarter than that. I don't preach no violence. You know, I'm all about defense. My defense is better than offense. But if I'm going to be on offense, trust and believe, it's not going to be no documentation out there of me threatening somebody, me saying I'm going to do something to somebody. That got to be the stupidest thing in the world. I might just go right to the judge and say, sentence me for stupidity. I need 100 years. Like, come on, champ. We got to be smarter than that. Meek constantly does that. You got to stop that. It's getting on the embarrassing side and weird side. Come on, champion. Like, you know what I mean? Use your brain. If you really want to do it, do it. But shut up. And at the end of the day, it's really not even that serious. It's just a blogger, dog. You just made it up with this guy not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? So he shouldn't be that upset when he's talking about stuff that's on the internet. And if you are, handle your business, move in silence, and do what you got to do. With the shh. You know what I'm saying? You got to hit him with the shree. Stop it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just my current events when I seen, you know what I'm saying, right now about the news and the two whoopity whams. Now let's get to the Mr. Organic Ask. Let me get the Ask Organic segment of the Organically Speaking. Let me get to that real quick for you guys. Okay, guy asked me, what did I think of the basketball All-Star game, NBA All-Star game? Listen up, bro. The All-Star game is embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? We know that. I think they had over 200 points on one team, other team almost had 180 something like that. I don't know. I don't watch no sports like that anyway, for the most part, because it's embarrassing. There's no way in life y'all having 200 points on nobody supposed to be the best in the world. We got to tighten that up. Got to take it serious. They got to figure out a way to make it more serious. Of course, we don't want nobody getting hurt. We want people to have fun, but at the same time, you got to make it competitive. Every All-Star game I ever played in my life, it was competitive. I know I'm older, but I don't know what's going on nowadays. I wanted to be the best of the best. I wanted to show the best that I'm the best of the best. So we got to really, you know what I'm saying, you know, make them be accountable for that. At the same time, like I said, I want them to have fun. I want nobody to get hurt, but let's make it entertaining. Those NBA All-Star games were serious when I was a kid. They were serious when I was an adult. I don't know what's going on now. This is embarrassing. So I don't know what these dudes are doing. The dunk contest is pure embarrassment. Supposed to be superstars in the dunk contest. Who was these dudes in the dunk contest? I don't know if the white dude was even in the NBA at the time. He was good in high school, but come on, champ. You ain't even in the league. You in the G League or something? It's because you won last year. You won again. You could dunk, but come on, man. Supposed to be superstars in there. And LeBron said it, that trend for not being a superstar in the dunk contest. When we was, you know what I'm saying, playing and watching basketball in my times, it was the major superstars in there. Kobe Bryant, Vince Carter, T-Mac, Michael Jordan, Dr. J, Kobe Bryant, all the greats did it. LeBron was the only great that didn't do it. And from then on, none of the other real top level people did it. And it got kind of weird. And that was embarrassing. We ain't going to blame LeBron, but we is going to blame him. Nigga, you fucked that up. You're too old now to do it. I get it. But come on, champ. Even if he ain't the best dunker in the world, it just set the precedent for the superstars to get involved. And we need that. That's what it's all about. But it is that. You know what I'm saying? It is that. And nothing we can do about it right now, man. But the NBA All-Star is embarrassing to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real pure with you. All right, let me see here. But, okay, let me get to Ask Organic. A guy just asked me, Mr. Organic, what is your workout regimen? Do you take TRT? Man, listen up. What's my workout regimen? I take my workout regimen very serious. I'm in the gym, you know, 5 days a week minimum, hitting the cold plunge at least 5 days a week, you know, sauna, you know, heavy lifting, you know. I'm taking it real serious, crunches, dips, everything extra, calisthenics with it. So I'm not out here cheating, and I'm 42 years old, so ain't too many people my age still looking like this, moving like this, unless they cheat, and I'm not, you know what I mean? It's all organic, eat once a day, things like that. But speaking of that, TRT, steroids, and people cheating, I found it kind of weird that all these top-level trainers, all these, you know, fitness influencers, you know, pushing all these products from their clothing to their supplements to their training packages, but they're not pushing the stuff they're really doing to look like that. They're taking real drugs. They're taking all these steroids and all the peptides and all the TRTs. I found it strange that no one really speaks upon that when they're pushing their products, pushing their training, pushing their, you know what I'm saying, their merch and all that. I just say be real, guys. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not mad at y'all, but come on, champ. Like, you're getting over too much. Like, we're leaving out the main component while you're abbed up like that, while your shoulders and all that looking like that. It's just common sense you guys are taking these things and not telling the people. You know what I'm saying? You're selling supplements that you're not even using. Like, come on, champ. The real supplements you're getting from China somewhere or Mexico, it's called steroids, and you're going to that wellness clinic, getting TRT, testosterone replacement, peptides, and all that. Can we be realistic out here, man? You know what I'm saying? You want to get your money, you want to motivate the people, be real with the people. If you ain't going to do that, then give it up. It's embarrassing and it's kind of weird. And I just had to say that because it's strange to me that that's the main thing that they use to make themselves look like that. But now they're talking about that. And don't say, oh, I still got to work out. Yeah, we working out anyway. People got to work out anyway. Still got to go hard. But to look like a full top level specimen like you guys look, which is salutable, but you're using the extras and you're not telling your people that. Come on, champ. Stop it. It's pure embarrassment. Get off them drugs, boy. Y'all niggas embarrassing. So, Mr. Organic, we keep it pure. We organic since birth. We ain't doing no extracurriculars, man. Go on, kick it, kick the bucket, man. Man, listen up, man. A guy just asked me straight off the Instagram. Shout out to people that DM me Instagram. Make sure you do that on Mr. Organic. Organic with a K. A guy asked me, Organic, what's the best way to eat vagina? That's a good one, brother. I figure, for me, the best way to eat vagina, you got to get real extracurricular. For me, I like to devour the vagina from the back. I like to get all components. I want to eat that pussy. I want to tongue that ass. I want to get everything. I like to hit that motherfucker, give it a couple long strokes, about a 10-incher, push it off me, gobble, 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 dibble, 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 and then go ahead and re-enter that motherfucker, man. Just bend down, give her a good kiss, and give her all the understandings, too. We got to spread the love. But that's the way I do it, brother. I like going from the back and devouring the whole souffle. You know what I'm saying? I want to miss nothing. I want to eat the whole goblet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I like to do. That's the best way. But at the same time, listen up. I ain't the one to go ahead and eat all the vaginas. Now, I'm not a pussy-eating monster. But if I'm going to indulge, I'm going to indulge. I want the whole souffle. You understand me? I want the whole buffet. I want to miss nothing. So I say, for me, the best way from the back, that's the best way to get full indulgence. Oh, lay down in that motherfucker flat like a sniper. You want to lay in that motherfucker belly up with your feet in the back flipped up and really get your nose in that motherfucker, man. If you're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Put her fucking angles on her head, grab the motherfucker and eat everything. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm with it. Get everything. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you. From the back, eat that motherfucker up, man. From the back, eat it up. There you go. We got another guy, you know. What's this, YouTube? Screenshot from the YouTube. Guy asked me. And this is kind of weird, but I'm going to help you guys out here. Because I said before, I like when a woman, you know what I'm saying, she squirt on me, boom, I want to put that juice back on her. So a dude asked me from YouTube comment, if you skeet in a woman's mouth, do you kiss her after, or can she? Hey, brother, let me cut it right there, man. Once I skeet in a woman's mouth, I let out the juicery. That's hers. That juice belonged to her. I don't want none of that. You know what I'm saying? I shot it out of my body. It's gone. I don't, hey, get away from me. Now, if a woman wants to drink the juice and kind of come to me with that, you know, that's borderline, you know what I mean, hands for decapitation. You know what I'm saying? It might go to a place we don't want to go, so don't ever do that to me. I'm not no freaky deaky, that type of level individual. You know what I'm saying? My limit is at a certain level. So once I let that skeet juice in your mouth, baby, that belongs to you, go ahead and gargle that. Enjoy that, baby. Don't bring it back this way. You're banished for a little while. So you go ahead and gargle and take care of that. You know what I'm saying? We can't swap that. Now that's yours. You know what I'm saying? Once I let that sperm in your mouth, baby, that belongs to you, them kids ain't mine no more. You know what I'm saying? You adopted them kids. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You adopted the kids. You know what I'm saying? The mouth mansion, that's where they live in. Your mouth mansion, baby. Don't bring that back over here. Don't ever do that. You know what I'm saying? That borderline for decapitation. You know what I'm saying? Not physically, but I'm saying mentally. You understand me? You know what I mean? We don't do no abuse out here. But I'm just saying, do not bring that juice back to me. I gave it to you for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy that. Them kids belong to you. You got that? So no, we don't participate in the peanut, what is it called? The peppermint swirl, snowball, whatever. No. That's for the whites. We're not white. We black. We niggers. We don't do that. Okay? So you can enjoy that, brother. But don't ever do that. Don't even ask that question no more. That's preposterous. Instagram one more time. Shout out to the Instagram questions. What do I feel about, you know, these women getting men tattooed on their faces tattooed on them from the, you know, Krishan and the Blueface situation and some other people I've been seeing. My opinion on it, man, that's their business. I don't care. That got nothing to do with me. You know, you got to always, you know, allow that to be person to person. But for me personally, I feel if you never had a woman tattoo your name or something about you on them, you ain't slanging dick right. You ain't got that Excalibur. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got that 10-inch with girth with veins in it with that perfect shaped mushroom like I got. So if a woman ain't got your name tattooed on them or some type of, you know, image or, you know, montage to you, brother, you're not a dick slinger. You're not one of the ones with the dickery, brother. You got to step your dickery up. So a woman must have their name tattooed on you on some way, some fashion. If not, you're not slanging the pipery. Or you ain't got the understanding of intellectual property to make them go there for you. So it's kind of normal in the land of dick slinging. So you got to salute somebody if they got somebody doing that. Over and over again, hey, man, it is what it is. They want to do that, hey, it's on them. So I'm not judging nobody that do it. I'm judging nobody who never had nobody do it. You got to step your dick up, brother. Something wrong with you. I'm just keeping it pure. It's the three, yeah. All right, another question straight from the Instagrizzle. What do I feel about these billionaires making bunkers like they planning for apocalypse or something? Hey, man, once again, shout out to everybody who got enough money to build them a bunker and all that. But if it goes down, if it's apocalypse and all that, and it's the end of the world, listen up. I want to go out in the first wave. I don't want to be out here, got to kill somebody for a can of, you know what I'm saying, sun-dried piss to drink and all that, or got to eat rats and roaches and shit, and goddamn, got to fight for my life just to motherfucking get a hot tube of air or something. I don't know about that. Take me out in the first wave. I ain't trying to hide in no bunker and sit there for 170 days eating beans and goddamn drinking water that been sitting in the sun, like I said, that been dehydrated from cow piss or something. I'm not doing that. I want to go out the first bum, boom. It's a time, boom, let me run outside, boom, disintegrate me. I done live my life. I ain't got time for that. So I ain't building no bunker. I don't care how much money I got, how much money I get. I'm not building no survivor bunker because I don't want to be out here surviving in a catastrophic land. Kidding me? I'm not with all that. So if they doing that, God bless them. I'm not with that, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to go out in the first wave. I don't care nothing about them doing that. That's from the rich weird whites, man. You ain't going to see one rich black motherfucker sitting around building a bunker. We going to go out in the first wave, get it over with, man. We ain't got time to be struggling again. You know what I'm saying? We've been struggling our whole life. We ain't trying to struggle with millions and got to start over when money don't matter. Man, come on, champ. I done did all that. Now it's apocalyptic. I got to eat monkeys and rats and shit. Just, man, no. I don't want to survive that, man. So I'm going down the first wave. I don't want no bunker, man. Shit embarrassing. Got my question here. Instagram. Shout out to everybody that sent Instagram questions. guy said, organic, have you or will you have sex with a pregnant woman? Listen up. First and foremost, most definitely. Yeah, man, listen up. It's some highly indulged upon pussy. It's some good pregnant pussy, man. You wanna get deeply indulging in that pussy. I'm telling you, it's different. I don't know if it's like warming up, incubating a human or something that make it extra thick on the walls and the meat just getting extra goddamn juicified. I don't know, but it's something about that corated, incubated human pussy that's gonna take you to a different level. So yeah, we appreciate pregnant pussy, man. You know what I'm saying? But make sure they're not with the man no more, brother. You don't wanna be, you know, stirring up the juices, cause you know he's loading that thing up. He done loaded up before. But if she's single and she was pregnant and she ain't with that nigga no more, please devour that pussy, brother. It's gonna be some of the best pussy you ever indulged in your life. Anybody out there, comment below, let me know you ever had some pregnant pussy, baby. Yeah, cause you shoot all that good juice in there. You ain't gonna miss, then you can just load that motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? You can spray that motherfucker down. Shoot the club all the way up, man. And it's just something about, I'm telling you, it's an extra velocity or voluptuousness inside the vagina walls because it's preparing to shoot out a human being that thing is just prepared to take the missile in there. So, yeah, we're going to indulge in that pregnant pussy, baby. That's top-tier vagina right there. So, yeah, indulge in it, brother, but be careful. Make sure the man ain't around no more, motherfucker. My kid and shit. But, yeah, indulge in that. That's good. That's great. I'm telling you now. Ooh, had some a few times. I had me about a 6-monter, had a 7-monter, yeah, 9-monter. Don't tell nobody. Yeah, I was in there deep too. I'm saying I was motherfucking ankle deep in that motherfucking pregnant pussy. Yeah, it's good. Get you some. If you never had none, anybody out there, get you some, brother. Comment below, let me know. You had some that pregnant pussy though. Organic, what is your favorite position to have sex in? That's a good one. I got different type of positions, you know what I'm saying? This is a woman, by the way. I guess it's a woman. That's what it says by the name on the comment. Hopefully it is. If it ain't, hey, boy, get your ass up out of here. But my favorite position, I got different type of positions, man. I'm a different type of guy. I got all type of moves, man. I know I stand up in that pussy like a real gargoyle, man. I can't be give you all a description of it, like physically and show you, but just know it's different. I got a different way I stand up in vagina. But I tell you something I don't like. Fuck all that. Let's get to what I don't like. I don't like no woman when I'm on top of them, missionary, fucking that pussy getting in there deep, and they want to grab your ass cheeks and they try to spread your motherfucking ass open, baby. Don't spread my motherfucking ass open like that. If I'm in there deep and I'm sauteing and I'm putting all in your motherfucking orifices, I'm busting that uterus, don't be grabbing me and trying to squeeze my motherfucking ass cheek, bitch. Grab my motherfucking upper shoulders, pull my lower back or something, and put your legs around me. Don't grab my motherfucking ass and spread up my motherfucking turd hole. Don't do that, man. Please, you know, refrain from that. That's all I'm asking you. Like, let me get up and don't try to bust my motherfucking ass, my ass bleeding. Like, damn, what happened to your ass? The bitch didn't know I was fucking and she spread my shit too hard. No, don't do that. Let go of my booty cheese, baby. Go ahead and grab my shoulders, grab my waist. That's it. Okay, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I like to get my salad tossed, but I ain't spreading cheese. I grab the leg and I cock it up myself. I Boston crab me. Ain't nobody Boston crabbing me. And I told y'all that. Ain't no woman grab my legs and put me back. No, I do it myself. I'm like this here with it here on my own reconnaissance. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? Get them understand. It's a different type of goddamn understanding here. You know what I'm saying? Use your motherfucking goddamn cerebellum. But yeah, I don't like that. You know? Stop that. Don't do that, ladies. Comment below and let me know if y'all don't like that either. Y'all girls crazy. Chill out. Yeah. All right. This is actually a question coming from the Organic Academy. Make sure y'all sign up for the Organic Academy, man. It's right there in the description. One of my guys, Gargoyles from Organic Academy, asked me, I've been struggling to grow in my business. I'm putting a lot of money in, not much coming out. How do I continue to go? Let me tell you something, brother. I've been in this position so many times in life. And what I realize is you got to move with no fear if you believe. If you believe that this is for you, believe that your business is your way to freedom and financial, you know, gains and basically financial freedom, you must go all in. You can't, you know, get discouraged on the mission. You know, right on the opposite side of fear and disbelief is where your goals is accomplished at. Like in the Bible, it says, fear no man, fear God. Like it has, and it says so many things about not fearing. That's why I say have no fear, Mr. Gannick is here. So you can't move with fear. The fear is the devil. You just got to keep going. You got to keep putting it in. If you believe, then you have no fear. If you have faith, you have no fear. You've got belief in God. So you got to keep going. Whatever comes with it, comes with it. But you got to go all the way in, right on the opposite side of that despair and of that fear is greatness. It happens all the time. Right where you about to have that breakthrough, the most pressure you ever going to feel is right before you crack through the seams. Right before you get all the way to the other side of that discouragement. I'm telling you, it's right there. So what you have to do is keep going. Don't stop believing. Have your faith. And whatever come with it, come with it. But if you truly believe, you're not going to be afraid. You're not going to worry. Even if you lose all your savings, even if you're down, even if you know what I'm saying, you got to run your credit cards up to be where you at. Because once it turns around, you get to the other side, you got your freedom, you got that bag, you're going to be like, damn, it was all worth it. But if you run it halfway and you stop, you back to where you started. Why even went halfway? You wasted all that time for nothing. So listen up, champ. Ball your knuckles up. Punch through those walls. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how many walls you got to punch through. But when you make it through that, you're going to remember it. Because you had the war wounds to see what you did to get to the other side. But put in that work. Accept the path. You know what I mean? Don't relent. Just don't relent. Never quit. You know what I mean? Move with no fear. I'm telling you. That's the organic way. Man, listen up. This is another girl I see on Instagram. Do I believe in zodiac signs? I don't believe in no damn zodiac signs. Let's keep it pure, man. This is Dr. Organic here, man. I don't believe in no zodiac signs like compatibility with women and all that. Come on, man. That's just bullshit. But I do, if I'm trying to fuck some pussy and the women believe in it, I'm going to believe in it too. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Oh, I'm a Libra. Oh, Libra, I'm compatible with you. Oh, I believe in that. Tell me some more about astrology. Until I fuck that pussy, then I'm like, baby, I want to hear that shit no more. Stop bringing up that stupid ass astrology shit or leave me alone. You know I already fucked you, baby. So I could keep it pure with you. I don't care about no astrology. But if I'm trying to fuck that pussy and she believe in astrology, I'ma believe in astrology. If I'm trying to fuck that pussy, she believe in zodiac signs. Oh, I believe in zodiac signs too. You know what I'm saying? Until I fuck that pussy, then it's like, baby, I already fucked you, baby. Let me keep it real. I don't give a fuck about no zodiac signs. But in the meantime, between time trying to salt that pussy, I'm going to be the zodiac man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to master all them zodiac Capricorns. I'm going to be whatever compatible with you. I'm going to look up before. What are you? Boom, me. I'm this too. I'm going to, you know, switch minds around to make sure we are compatible. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make it work. But in reality, I don't care about no damn. You know what I'm saying? Zodiac signs, I don't think none of that shit is real. That don't pertain to me in reality. Keep it 100% pure. But if I'm trying to knock down some vagina, she's in an astrology. She one of them hippie type bitches. She one of them goddamn crystal holders. She one of them goddamn two dreadlocks in the front hanging in the front. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? She with them Birkenstock wears with the little dirty feet. I'm with that. I ain't with the dirty feet, but I'm just saying like type understandings. But yeah, if she in the zodiac signs, I am too. Till I fuck that pussy, then I'm not. Okay? Keep it pure. Damn. All right, here I got another one from the Organic Academy. Shout out to everybody in Organic Academy Gargoyles. Now, with that being said, I got all type of different, modules and things like that to help you understand certain things you don't know. But to keep it 100% pure, I have an academy, right? And it's here to help your mindset and get you to another level. But if you want to worry about, you know, the minor things about how to be successful, we got to be realistic out here, guys. How you be successful right now is like be, you know, offensive, you know what I'm saying? Be ambitious. Have discipline. You know, if you want to learn something, do this first. Go to Google and put in what you're trying to learn. You know, go to YouTube, put in what you're trying to learn. All that's going to come up. It's pretty simple. You shouldn't have to ask anybody this day and age in 2024 how to be successful. To me, when you ask somebody that out the blue, it's not like you're trying to ask, how can you put me on? How can you put me in position when I don't know you and you ain't got nothing to go to show for it? Stop doing that. Go put in your work. Go take your, you know what I'm saying, your shots. You go put your work in. Go take your L's. Go take your wins. Like, go put the work in. And also, do your due diligence. Google, YouTube. Like, it gives you all the information. There's so much out here. You know what I mean? Like, how to be successful. You kidding me? You can't be that non-skull in the brain. You can't be that goddamn chromosome loss trying to ask these type of questions right now in 2024. It's all out there for you guys. And like I said, I got an academy. Go use mine. But it's more of a mindset thing of how to be driven and get to another level. But the basic on how to be successful, the basic of something you're trying to learn, you have to put the work in. That's how you learn. It's by doing. If you're not doing, you ain't going to learn nothing. Just asking questions is meaningless. Having knowledge is meaningless if you're not putting in the work. If you're not, you know what I'm saying, getting your feet dirty, getting your hands crusty. You have to do that, man. So stop asking all these preposterous questions when you got to be doing work. That's it. That's all you got to be doing. Just do the due diligence on your own. I'm here to help you, but come on, help yourself, man. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody going to save you but yourself and God. Please get that understanding. Lord, have mercy. This is actually a chick from the Instagram. Would I ever date a single mother? Would I ever date a single mother? Let's keep it pure. Of course not. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it real. Like, you think you're going to be my woman and you got another man's human beings running around in your house, especially little toddlers and all that, preteens and all that. A little dude upstairs, size 13 foot like me. I'm upstairs sautéing you. I take my shoes off in the house. I leave in the morning. He done wore my shoes to school or something. I can't accept that. You know what I'm saying? I can fuck you. Yeah, baby. I'll fuck the shit out of you. I don't have no kids. So we can have some fun. But you think you're going to be my woman? It's never going to happen. I never made somebody my woman that already got kids. I just can't do that, baby. You made that mistake, not me. You know what I mean? Especially you got numerous baby daddies and all that. Come on, Chad, what the fuck? I'm the goofball of the century? I have no kids, so I'm not going to make someone who has kids my motherfucking woman. I just ain't going to accept that. Unless your kids are grown. You got big 18-year-old kids, they out the crib, then it makes sense. They ain't there no more. Them humans. But if you got little babies and shit, little 2-year-olds and 14-year-olds and all that in the house, man, hell no. I'm not doing that. I can't sign up for that. You know what I'm saying? No, nigga, say, hell no, man, I can't do it, motherfucker. Be too. I'm gonna eat all the fruit snacks and all that for real. I'm gonna be eating applesauces. Motherfucker be mad at me, waiting downstairs with like a slingshot trying to shoot me or something. BB gun. I don't know. I can't do that. No. I can't do that. But I'll fuck the shit out you now, cause that pussy like it's already, you know what I'm saying, got some high quality understanding in there. Especially you got numerous. You know what I'm saying? Any bitch with over 3 kids, that pussy got to be slapping. That pussy got to be goddamn organic as possible, man. That shit is all the way where it's supposed to be. So if a woman got more than 3 kids, woo, you know that pussy good. You know, we're going to dive head first in there, but you ain't going to be my woman because that shit used in a motherfucker. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? But I'll take it, you know, for a test drive. I ain't going to buy it, though. Too many mileage on that motherfucker, man. 200,000 motherfucking kilometers on that motherfucker, baby. I'm cool. But I take it for a spin. But no, I'm not going to ever really take a woman serious that has kids. Never. Unless they grown kids, then we could talk about it. But little ass kids running around and shit, come on, man, hell no. More than one and more than one baby daddy, we not doing that. That's against the rules of greatness. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do nothing that out of bounds in my life, so I'm not going to partake in your problems and your mistakes. They're mistakes. You know you didn't want that. Let's be serious. You know what I'm saying? 90% of them kids were mistakes. You didn't plan on having that kid. You just fucked up, got nutted in. No, I done made the mistakes. So you got to deal with that, not me. All right, last question. How do you feel about women with knock knees and bow legs and pigeon toes? I don't know, that's kind of funny. Let me go right to the one I don't like. If a bitch is knock kneed, I don't give a fuck how fine she is, how fat that ass is. If them knees go in like that and them feet go out to the side, it's over with, baby. That's too goddamn wibble-wobble. We got the goddamn, you know what I'm saying? You got the penguin knees. We can't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how fat that ass, how big them titties is, how pretty you is. If them knees going in like that, and that shit look all funny from the back, like somebody threw a lasso around you and yanked them and tied them up, had your ass like a cowboy, we can't accept that. You know what I mean? Like the young guns and put your ass in the goddamn slingshot and goddamn tighten you up and whoop, shot you up out of there. Swoo! No. No not knee holes, man. I'm sorry. That shit is too embarrassing for me. I'm going to take you out on a date. You walk around looking like you motherfucking goddamn, like you goddamn crip walking everywhere. Boom, 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 boom. No, we can't accept that, baby. Total embarrassment. If I catch your ass being not knees, your ass got to go. So y'all better keep doing them good jobs of having the long trench coats and shit and them dresses and turning you sideways and taking your pictures like that. And I caught a few of you bitches being not knee and I got rid of you. You know what I'm saying? Not knee bitches got to go. We ain't, it's just too embarrassing. I'm sorry. I know you trying to put me in your embarrassment. I know you embarrassment walking around them goddamn, you know what I'm saying, wobble wobble gobble gobble knees. Why you want to try to put me in embarrassment with you? You think that's fair? That's disrespectful, baby. Going with your embarrassment on your own. Now, if a bitch bow-legged, we accepting all bow-legged bitches because that's instant gappery. That's instant goddamn big fish pussy. We gonna take that. Some of that bitch bow-legged, that motherfucking pussy sitting up there like that, like a goddamn catcher's mitt. And I'm going to throw a strike right down the middle. Boom, right in that pussy. Bam. 100 miles an hour. Boom. Bam, bam, bam. Multiple rounds. So then we taking all bow-legged pussies. We're going to accept those. That gap is ready to be, strike. Catcher mitt pussy. We like those. Now, pigeon-toed motherfuckers, we got to make sure you ain't got no corns and bunions on the damn feet. Because your feet been balled up, move to the side, walk around like that. Like you walk around like goddamn Sean Kemp or something. We got to make sure them toes ain't crusty and been goddamn infiltrated by the toe jam. Because you've been walking all balled up like that. I don't know. So we got to see the feet. If the feet look cool, cool, we're going to accept you. But we got to make sure you ain't got no bunions, corns, and goddamn ass your toe jammery in the funk ass feet. Because they balled up like this and you've been walking like this and stepping on your own foot and shit. I don't know. I got to see them. Motherfucker got my tumors. Might got sandpaper on your toes and shit from the crust. So we got to examine them motherfuckers. But other than that, you know, not knee, definitely not. Bow legged, we taking. Motherfucking goddamn pigeon toe, maybe there. Let's keep it pure. Good question, brother. I appreciate that. Now, with that being said, that was Organically Speaking. Appreciate you guys coming through. Also, man, let me tell you guys something, man. Don't be so concerned about money in these times that's going on right now. Crypto is up. It's a blessing. Hope people, you know, invested and got their money. But at the same time, you better indulge into your health and wealth and happiness. You know, find things that bring you happiness more than money and monetary things. If you don't have that, you're going to be lost in the sauce eventually. So make sure you're working on yourself internally. Make sure your mental strong. Make sure you keep your friends uplifted. On top of that, find you somebody that really care for you, like you care for you and you care for them. You know what I mean? Really look out for that. It's going to take you to another level when you got them good components around you. I'm trying to tell you. So don't be afraid to give yourself to somebody to give it to you. That goes for your friends. That goes for your woman. You know what I'm saying? Really elevate your understanding of life. It goes a long way. I'm telling you. It's coming from the God himself. So make sure you go to organiclifestyle.com. Support the Your Campaign. You see that right there. One to one since birth. You know what I'm saying? We want you guys to feel good, look good, and be great. Streaming all platforms. Get that Mr. Organic music. Get that podcast. Get everything else. We just went over 250,000 streams on the podcast. Shout out to my dog Slim with Top of the Mook and Organically Speaking. And we're still pushing that narrative of greatness, man. So we want you guys to go to the next level, man. You know, stay enlightened. That's what I need from you. It's the Mr. Organic, man. Hope you have fun. Any more comments, make sure you hit me on my DM on Instagram. Or, you know, comment on YouTube. I get that off there, too. And also, or email me at ballnothingelse@yahoo.com. Partnerships, sponsorships, whatever. Hit me up. You know, you want me to be a guest in your podcast, hit me up. Same thing. Mr. Organic on Instagram. Or email ballnothingelse@yahoo.com. You know what I mean? Appreciate you guys more. You know, we're going to continue to go and grow. It's the God, Mr. Organic. This is Organically Speaking.